Okay, so today we're diving deep into something super practical. For any of you out there planning an adventure with a trailer load of gear, transporting everything safely,
Absolutely.
I've been looking over the research that you shared with me, and we're going to unpack it so you can hit the road with total confidence, knowing your gear is secure.
I think it's easy to overlook, when you're excited about the trip and everything, but just taking that little bit of extra time to make sure everything is loaded properly and secured really makes a difference, not only for your gear, but, for everybody else on the road too.
Oh, for sure, for sure. The article that you sent me, it really brings that home. Like, it dives right into the specifics of using a trailer. And, one thing that I was thinking about was like, wow, there's just a huge variety in the kind of gear that people are hauling. I mean, we're talking bikes, kayaks, camping equipment. It's kind of endless, the list.
Absolutely. And I think that's why it's so important to understand that,
Right.
the proper loading and securing techniques, because like you said, it's not a one size fits all.
It's not a one size fits all.
Because everything has a different shape and a different weight distribution.
Totally different. And the article talks a lot about weight distribution. And, why is that so crucial when we're thinking about safety?
So, imagine you're packing up all of your stuff for a kayaking trip.
Okay.
And you've got the kayak, obviously, but you've got life jackets and paddles and dry bags and all the stuff that goes with it, and maybe even a cooler full of drinks and food and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
If you just kind of toss it all in there willy-nilly, you could end up overloading one side of the trailer.
Oh, I see where this is going.
And so what happens is it throws off the balance, and that can really have some pretty serious consequences. Think about how a car handles when it's, heavily loaded on one side. It makes it harder to steer. Braking can be a little bit unpredictable. And the same thing applies to trailers. So, uneven weight distribution can lead to swaying, especially at higher speeds.
I've seen that.
You've seen that.
Yeah.
And in extreme cases, it can even cause a rollover.
Oh man, that's a scary thought.
It is.
So how do we get the weight distribution right?
Hell.
The article mentioned something about putting heavy items over the axle.
Yes.
Can you unpack that for us?
Absolutely. So your trailer's axle is like the pivot point, right? So if you distribute the heaviest items, like that kayak that we were just talking about, evenly over the axle, it really helps to keep the trailer balanced and stable. Think about it, like a scale, you want both sides to be as even as possible.
Perfect analogy.
And then all of the lighter items, like, the dry bags and the life jackets and stuff like that, can be placed around those heavier items.
Okay, so you're kind of filling in the gaps with the lighter stuff. Okay, now the article also makes a point of saying bungee cords and rope aren't always the best for securing heavier gear. So what are some more reliable options?
Well, bungee cords and rope definitely have their place, especially for lighter items. But when you're dealing with something heavier, you really want to look into ratchet straps. And that's because, unlike bungee cords, which just rely on elasticity, ratchet straps have a locking mechanism. So you can apply a much higher level of tension and it stays put.
So it's not going to come loose.
They basically act like seatbelts for your gear,
I love that analogy.
keeping everything nice and secure, even on bumpy roads.
Yeah, and speaking of bumpy roads, the article also has some advice about protecting the gear itself while you're in transit. So what are some of the takeaways there?
Padding, padding, padding.
Padding?
Padding is your best friend when you're transporting stuff like this.
Okay.
Because whether you're using old blankets, towels, or you can buy specialized foam padding, creating a buffer between item is really going to prevent scratches and dings and, all of those little.
The bumps and bruises of travel.
Think about, like, the most fragile items in your load and prioritize those
Oh,
first.
that's a really good tip. So if there's one thing that our listeners should take away from this deep dive, it's that a little preparation goes a long way in ensuring a smooth and safe trip.
And I would add to that too, before you even start loading, just take a minute to make sure you've got the right trailer size for all the gear that you need to move.
Because overloading a trailer can be just as bad
Oh,
as
absolutely.
not distributing the weight properly.
For sure. And always double check your vehicle's towing capacity.
Oh, that's a really good point.
And make sure that you're familiar with, any kind of legal requirements in your area.
Oh, yeah, good point.
Like speed limits or whether you need to have additional mirrors or anything like that.
That's great advice. So before we wrap this up, I wanted to leave our listener with this. Think about the gear you're planning to transport on your next adventure.
Yeah.
What's one step you can take today to improve how you load it and secure it?
Good question.
And, you know, taking the time to do it right will not only protect your gear, it's also going to give you that peace of mind on the road.
Absolutely.
Happy travels.
Safe travels to everybody.
All right, take care.
See ya. Bye.
Bye.